Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your Political Week in Review, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. It's been another wild boar of a week. Oink, oink. The political dumpster's ablaze, but let's put out this shit show and reload your brain with the facts you actually need. All right, you little bastards. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Come on, you feline. Start scratching the post. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
What is this, dude? This is take...
Take one.
No, it's no. Take three.
I see what's happening now. We're on our YouTube page, not really American.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man. Whatever. We're on Facebook. Facebook people, the only issue, I don't know if you guys can message us, but you can just sit there and be amused, like in the good old radio days.
Yeah, that's the way we used to do the show, you know, for an audience. And sometimes we didn't talk to them, sometimes we did. We're just here to babble one way or another. That's how we're playing it today.
That's fair. So, yeah. You can go to thevocalminority.net if you would like to message us. You can fly us to a private island if you want to massage us.
No, I don't. I don't know what you mean. And I am not in that offer, dude. I gotta steer clear. I'm living a healthy life where I don't fly to random islands, dude.
You know, it's been really easy for me to avoid that kind of thing because no one's invited me to go to a private island ever. Not once.
Right. Yeah. So. That's fair. Yes. Well, that is what's big in the news today, Steve. Hey, do you know the count? I mean, how many days are there before these files or these Epstein files are supposed to be released?
Next Friday, 1 week to go. 19th is the deadline.
1 week, dude. I could do it. I could wait 1 week to see what's there. And we got a little tease today.
We did. I assume we are going to wait the full 19 or, you know, till the 19th. Like, they could just put them out now. They could have put them out on day one. It's not like they don't have them or something. So, obviously, right. They're delaying the full files. We know the FBI has been redacting. There's already calls for investigations to see if they've been, you know, tampering with these things or overly redacting them. But I have heard multiple reports of people saying, like, there are human beings that have looked at these things, living victims, FBI agents who have seen them unredacted. So I would like to think that some of the truth will come out if they, you know, overly tinker with them. But we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, we did get some stuff today. But this is not actually part of that, technically.
No. This is just a tiny little I don't know. Everyone was getting really upset because it felt like, oh, we should be seeing stuff. You guys have this, so like give us some. And I think this is just a little tease to get us going.
Well, and little is for sure. So here's the thing: 19 new photos out today, just a minor fraction of the 95,000 images that the House Oversight Committee has recently received. This is the Epstein estate that is releasing these troves. But 95,000 images?
Well, think about that, dude, because I don't know. How long do you think these date back to?
How long would it take to take 95,000 pictures? I mean, it has to span a couple of decades, I would imagine.
How many images do you think you have in your cell phone?
Oh, I have about 7,000 or 8,000, and those go back, you know, 15 years because I keep rolling them over. I've got them on the cloud, and so I know I have like 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 somewhere in there. So
yeah,
no, 95,000.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, a lot of these that we're going to see are obviously predate the cell phone, so and maybe even the digital cameras. So these are like scanned in Kodaks, you know.
Yes, and you can actually tell that by some of them. So, do you want to take a look at what came out today?
Please.
I will preface this by saying that there are at least two pictures I've seen today of sex toys, and we're not going to show those. A, because CNN, where I'm about to show you, did not put it on their website, but I've seen them elsewhere. But also, I don't know what the rules are on Facebook or YouTube. Like, I'm not trying to show images that are going to get us, you know, flagged or boycotted or banned or blacklisted, you know.
Fair enough.
So, all right, let me share my screen here. We're going to flip over to CNN. All right, can you see this?
There, we can now, yep.
Okay, so first picture, Mr. Steve Bannon. And this will not be his only appearance in these only 19 pictures going on.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, Epstein's on a Mac. I mean, that's a little more recent photo than you think, oh, it was 30 years ago, no?
Fair. I would say this is in the teens somewhere. Yeah, based on the computer, but also the way Epstein is looking. And, you know, everyone's being eagle-eyed about this stuff. So there are two pictures on his desk. The one on the left side of the screen, I can't tell. It looks like Epstein and somebody with the face blocked out. But on the right side of the desk there, I see two legs and a woman laying face down.
Yeah, so that first picture, you're right. I did see that picture close up, and that's exactly what it is. It's a blonde lady with their face, you know, blacked out. The one on the right, yeah, it's difficult to say. I almost thought it was a woman in a bathtub, but I think you're closer to right. You know, something risky.
On the desk, a framed photograph of a woman lying down is visible. Part of that photograph has been redacted. So I don't know. Who the hell has a framed picture of some partially naked woman on their desk framed?
Yeah, it's very odd.
I'm sure it's low on the list of weird things. But you
know. But it's also not pointing at for people to see. It's only so Epstein can see it, like Fair. He's getting off looking at it. That's kind of weird.
And he has a box of tissues on his desk. That's
yes. And some of these things look like sex toys on his desk. I mean, there's a few like I think they're cobras, maybe like little tiny statues, but they look like they could be butt plugs. You know,
they do. Absolutely. So, OK. So there's Bannon's first appearance. Then I don't know. Were they filming a commercial? Was this on set somewhere? But this is Epstein with Woody Allen.
Which doesn't surprise us, right, with his past discrepancies.
No, I was going to say, I mean, we know he's into children. He literally married his own child's stepchild, but either way, like, but he definitely looks, I mean, there's soundproofing foam there that looks like a monitor. He's definitely got the headphones on like a director would. So I have no idea what they were filming or directing or anything else, but.
Could it be child porn?
I mean, could it be? Sure.
Yeah.
next one. And this is where it starts to get odd to me. Trump condoms. And it's got a humorous thing. I'm huge. And they're selling them for $4.50. I don't know if that's a joke or not. But why would there be Trump condoms? Doesn't that imply that obviously people know sex is happening? And obviously they know Trump is involved somehow or in on the joke or something.
Trump has been notorious from, let's just go back to Stormy Daniels, someone we know that he had sex with. He's notorious for using condoms. So it makes sense to me. That picture of him on the condom is so terrible. I mean, he just looks bad. I want to know what it says underneath Trump condom 450. Finally, what?
Finally, yeah. It looks like the letter D, finally Don something, finally Don cover. I don't know. Don covers up everything. So I don't know.
Yeah. And that, but you're right. I mean, that is exactly what it shows me is that, hey, here's the condoms. And if he was hanging out there just eating egg salad, there wouldn't be condoms there, you know, with his face on them. It's a joke.
Yeah. As we've been saying, I don't know. I haven't seen proof that Trump has done any sexual acts with minors, but he has obviously known what is going on in Epstein's world.
Sure, for sure.
Birthday card, things like this. Next picture, this is the guy from Harvard, Larry Summers, Democrat, his wife and Woody Allen, and this is presumably Epstein's plane. And Larry Summers here just quit Harvard after all of this became, you know, new again. He preemptively said, I'm done.
When?
Like 2 weeks ago or something. I mean, recently, in the last month.
Wow.
First, he tried to just step down from certain duties, but now he's left Harvard altogether. That's why it says former Harvard president Larry Summers.
So. Right. You can run, but, you know, you're not going to hide from us. It's funny. He looks irritated in this picture.
Yes.
Almost like he's upset that someone's taking a picture, you know.
Yes. You have to wonder who is taking these pictures.
Epstein, dude.
Yeah. I want to think. So here's got to be, again, more modern, just looking at Epstein. But here's him with Steve Bannon again. And what's with these two? How long have you and I known each other? How many selfies do we take of each other? I can think of almost none. Certainly not with the two of us. If we've been at an event or with our, you know, girls or whatever, maybe. But
I was going to say, I mean, the only time I can think of is if we were at a radio station event or something like that. Maybe we did something. But it's creepy and weird.
And I shouldn't say with our girls. I mean, our women. They're adult women. So
yes, clear.
But yeah, Bannon again. Then we've got Epstein was Segway inventor Dean Kamen, and then Richard Branson, the, you know, Virgin Airlines, Virgin Records, all that stuff, billionaire dude.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know that it's, I mean, I don't know any of these people. Obviously, there's preverts, you know, in every circle. Sure. You have to, you do have to wonder, what'd you say, 96,000 images?
95,000, yeah.
Okay, 95,000 images. Like, yeah, I imagine that some of these people in these images are going to be like, shit, shouldn't have taken a picture. Like, I didn't do anything wrong, but this looks bad.
Listen, that is a reality. We don't know. I mean, just the fact that they're hanging out with the guy, to me, means you're tainted to some level, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the guy had a reputation. All of these birthday cards, all the jokes, everyone seems to have known what was going on. But to what extent, yeah, we definitely don't know. Here's one of the ones that's making the rounds most, you know, heavily today. So a black and white picture, Trump poses with a group of women, quote unquote. The women's faces were redacted by the House Oversight Committee. Several people have said, though, are they women or are they girls? It's impossible to tell.
Totally.
I mean, they would seem in the late teen years or into the early, but, you know, who knows, right?
Yeah, at the very least, you know, we see Trump's arm around her waist, pulling her in tightly. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's I understand why they're redacting these women, you know, but wouldn't this say, like they said, that they are going to protect the victims? Like, does that mean these are victims?
Great question. Great question. But he's clearly in some sort of party mode here with a whole bunch of women in the Epstein world. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
Here we are with Woody Allen yet again, and then somebody's face that's been redacted. So more Woody.
Which is creepy because, like we said, we already know he's a pedophile.
Right. Yeah. So birds of a feather. This is a Victoria's Secret event I read somewhere else. But I think the point is just another example of these two out socializing together.
Of course, dude. You know, Trump has consistently said, like, I don't know the guy. I don't know the guy. You know, I hardly know him. I haven't talked to him in years. We know it's all bullshit.
Yes, of course. Again, weird framed pictures. We have multiple women with their faces blotted out. And then we have just a random picture of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And this is not the only appearance of Bill Gates. And it's funny that Epstein is using a Mac, yet he's got Bill Gates coming to the island, apparently.
Yeah, that's funny. And there he is again. And who's that guy? Is that Andrew? Prince Andrew? Yeah.
Former Prince Andrew.
Yeah, former Prince Andrew. Who's in the very background? Do we know?
Don't know who that is. Bill Gates and Andrew of Windsor. Don't say the background guy is, you know. Again, Bill Gates, I've always had a very high opinion of the guy. I would love for him to come out and fully explain what the hell he's doing in all these pictures.
Yeah. I mean, hey, think about this, dude. Like, just say, for instance, that this picture is 20 years old, okay?
Okay.
20 years ago, I know that you and I and a lot of America didn't know that this was going on at Epstein Island, but do you think the people around him knew? I mean, it had to be, if you go to the island, he's not hanging out with geriatric women. Right. I mean, the house is set up for all this kind of shit. He's getting weird massages by young girls. Like, all these people had to know.
One would think. Yeah. That's what I've been saying. Like, but to what extent? Yeah, I really don't know. So,
yeah.
Can you still see the pictures?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, again, Bill Gates, it says with an unidentified man. Clearly he's a pilot. I mean, by the looks of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the stripes on the shoulder and all that. So, and, you know, no one seems to be shy about posing for these pictures. So,
no.
Interesting. Now, here's Epstein with Alan Dershowitz, which is interesting because Dershowitz has become this just, you know, huge advocate for Trump. And he's been on the news a lot in recent years just saying that we're all crazy for these theories. And, you know, we're overanalyzing it. Everyone's in it. Like, oh, yeah. Well, here you are with Epstein.
Yeah.
And you notice Epstein's wearing a Harvard shirt, and we had the Harvard president on the plane, too.
Completely, dude. All of these people are intertwined on some level. And, you know, anytime that you have all these powerful people hanging out together, something seems amiss, you know? Something seems amiss here.
Yes, it does. So now we're back to not only Woody Allen, but Steve Bannon yet again. And we had seen Bannon's name in a lot of those emails that came out like a month ago. So he seems to be heavily involved in all this as well.
And I don't think he cares, really.
No, no. Another, this is what you were talking about. This looks like an old, you know, printed out photo. You can see the, you know, scanned or something. You can see the light reflecting off of it.
Yeah.
And it just says Trump and an unidentified woman whose face was redacted. I mean, she does appear, from what you can see, to be some sort of an adult.
Yeah, right. But, she does. But, dude, look at Trump's tie. When have you seen him like that's what we do when we're wearing a suit and we want to relax? It's party time, right?
He's got it loose. Yeah. And they're on some sort of private plane. Who knows which plane, where they're going. But again, boy, you know, I think my girlfriend would freak out if all of a sudden there was just dozens and dozens of pictures of me with all of these random women and all of these events and all of these planes. Like, it just doesn't look good regardless.
Well, think about this, dude. How long have you and I been friends?
30 years.
Yeah. How many pictures do you have of me?
You know? A few. I mean, over the years, sure. How many of them with you and some random women?
Yeah, right.
Zero?
Yeah. It's weird. And, you know, think about what you just said. You have quite a few because we're best friends, dude.
Right.
He's got a lot of these pictures of people.
Yeah, sort of seems like these guys are all best friends. So
yeah.
All right, so here's the Bill Clinton picture that a lot of people in the mega world are focusing on while ignoring everything else I've noticed.
Of course.
But this strikes me as like the ones we have seen of Trump and Melania with Ghislaine and Epstein. Like, they're clearly at some event here.
Yeah.
This doesn't strike me certainly as the private plane. I don't think it's Epstein's Island. But, yeah, okay, so Bill Clinton autographed this picture, and the two people are unidentified in it. But again, they look like a husband and wife or something. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we all know Bill Clinton's a little skeezy. And if they can prove anything, I'm more than willing to throw him under the bus. But yes. I don't know what this picture does. We haven't seen him on the island or with Woody Allen or Steve Bannon. And not to mention, this picture has got to be from the 90s. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, he looks very young there. And, you know, would he sign it? I mean, this seems more like, hey, I'm the president and I'm here, you know. Yeah.
One would think if he knew what they were up to together, if it was something shady, that you probably don't autograph the picture. Just,
yeah,
you
know,
just
right.
Saying. This one is creepy. The GX99 massage therapy system. And behind it in the trash, no, there's a tray at the bottom of this. It looks like that gel that you would use, almost like an ultrasound, you know, tech thing. But
yeah, it sure does, dude.
Look at this giant ball thing that it's attached to.
Yeah, you know what it is, don't you?
No, you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a vibrating ball.
Sure.
And I'm sure that stuff in there was some sort of lubrication, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. Where things are being inserted or what's being massaged, I don't know. But he has some presumably expensive massage therapy system that one would also assume every woman on that island was trained how to use, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's freaking weird. Next, Epstein in the bathtub. And one would wonder, what is he covering up there with the curtain? Is he being modest and covering himself up, or is there somebody on the other side of that bathtub?
It's pulled up way too far for that just to be him being modest, you know.
It seems like that, you're right.
Yeah, it seems like he's covering a head. You know?
And again, who's taking this picture? Look at that smirk on his face. This is not some paparazzi running, and this is somebody he knows that's taking that picture.
Also, dude, this guy's a billionaire. Nice bathtub, bro.
Right? It does kind of look like Motel 6.
Yeah. What's going on there? You couldn't even get a pillow up there? Ooh, filthy rich. James
Patterson. Here's some hamming it up. A man who appears to be Epstein holds James Patterson's book, Filthy Rich. I think it's funny. If you look in the upper corner, it's 30% off. So
yeah.
Not selling well.
And that's Epstein obviously holding that book.
Yeah, because it's his face on the cover. Yeah,
right.
Here's another weird one. The Trumpkin. Make Halloween great again.
Ooh, that's got to be new, dude.
I was going to say, that has to be from the political era. That would make no sense otherwise.
Yes. Ooh, that is something, dude. Make Halloween great again. That has to be from 2016 or sooner even.
Yeah. And Trump has said that they, you know, he disavowed Epstein in the early 2000s. So what is this event? Why would Trump be having this joke here? Why is there an Apple logo on the Trumpkin placard in front of it?
Probably Tim Apple was there, dude.
Right. That's weird. There is something weird going on with this. And you can see in the background reflection, almost looks like either a clubhouse or somebody's private house. You see the big A-frame window there?
Yep. And it, yeah, also, dude, look at Trump's mouth on the pumpkin.
Yeah. Ready to receive Bubba. Kind of looks
like
it, right?
It kind of does. Yeah.
That's something weird with that one.
Ew.
Here's a way too close picture of Epstein. I don't know why they had to release that today of the 19.
What is wrong with his lips in that picture, dude?
And maybe that's it. Maybe he got punched by somebody, and maybe that's why this picture was taken.
Yeah,
right. His lips are weird.
Very odd.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Another bandit picture with some mystery old guy. Maybe that's Bubba. I have no idea. And then last but not least, former Israeli prime minister is somehow hanging out with the crew there.
Yeah. No, so, those are interesting pictures, dude. There has got to be a lot more to come.
Right. Those are 19, although I think there was like 23 there. But either way, there's like 20 of 95,000 pictures that apparently they already have. And who was it? Oversight ranking member Robert Garcia, Democrat of California, said that some of the photos yet to be released are, quote, incredibly disturbing.
Okay. I mean, look, none of those were disturbing in the sense that we're wanting to see what's going on here. So,
right. Off-putting, but not incredibly disturbing. So
yes.
What are we waiting for? I mean, just dump the 95,000. We've got the free time. The internet will go over every pixel of these things.
Yeah.
So get them on out there.
I guess the only thing is, I mean, if they have 96,000 photos and they're going to have to redact victims' faces out of them, that's a lot of work.
Take a long time. I mean, geez, you're right. I mean, that's got to be at least 95,000 minutes worth of, of work to do.
Yeah, completely.
Very, very interesting. We've got a few people that are watching on our YouTube page, so we appreciate you guys. And Facebook, I know there's thousands of you watching on Facebook, as you guys always do, but for some reason, your comments don't come through to our chat here, so feel free to comment on the Facebook post. You guys discuss amongst yourselves.
But, yeah.
All very weird. The Andrew, formerly known as Prince, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A bunch of freaks, Woody Allen, Trump love gloves, ew. Yeah, that's what Tim there is talking about. One of the sex toys I didn't want to show you. It's a black glove, and each of the fingers is, like, ribbed for somebody's pleasure, and at least one of the fingers has this, like, bulbous thing on the end of it. Like, I browse the adult store a lot. I've never actually seen a glove like that.
Either have I, dude. Oh, it almost looked like it was a veterinary's glove, you know, for different animals. Like it,
it's it, for like horses.
Yeah, it didn't look good. I mean,
if someone here's someone from Facebook. I don't know how this is working, but anyways, so
yeah,
disturbing dumping today. And like we said, we're down to a week. They've got until next Friday to release it all. And we saw two different judges in this past week have authorized the release of grand jury testimony and transcripts, interviews, all the stuff that not only have we never seen before, but I don't think anyone in Trump world has necessarily seen before either.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. So it's going to be interesting when they start dropping it. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I know that they have to drop something next Friday, but they don't have to drop everything. I mean, a lot of people are saying that they don't even have faith that it'll be dropped on Friday, dude. So
they are legally required to. And the other interesting thing, apparently part of that law, anything they do redact, they have to give some explanation for, which also may be why this will take a while with these pictures.
Yeah.
And if they're going to claim this bullshit thing of, well, we just opened a new investigation, so we can't release certain things, they have to disclose that there is a new active investigation going on. But one would wonder, why now would there be like a new investigation? And I know the conspiracy theory is that Trump is doing that so he doesn't have to release stuff. But he said they're going to investigate Bill Clinton and Larry Summers. Like, okay, so there's no Republicans you just listed. So any of them should be fair game.
Yeah, how's he going to hide from investigating him.
Yeah.
Like he's going to say, like, well, I'm being very thorough. I'm investigating myself.
Right. You know, well, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, nothing would surprise me with this fucking moron.
Completely, dude. Completely.
So there you go.
All right. Well, there's other things going on in this political landscape of ours. Welcome to the show, by the way, The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, doing a little bit of a different show for a different audience today. So we're glad you guys are along for the ride, and you'll get some great videos here. We talked about this. I brought this up to you a little earlier in the week. We've been seeing a lot of ICE presence in a lot of different cities. We're still seeing things that don't make sense to us. People treated unfairly, Americans being taken into custody, or, you know, citizens of the United States of America. So, yeah, a lot of shit's going on right now that is just baffling to us all.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to talk about something real quick there. There was a little while ago where we talked about, you brought a video in of a Democrat that had proposed a bill that said that ICE cannot detain any U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
And I had mildly defended that as far as law enforcement has to be allowed to detain someone while they're investigating. But that usually means you're detained for like 20 minutes on the side of the road or at the police station while they're checking out some things. Like, I'm hearing reports of people being detained for months in ICE detention. That is not being detained. That's being arrested.
Yeah, 100%.
You can't just detain someone indefinitely. So
no, there is that time limit. I think you've got pretty much no more than a half an hour, somewhere around there, you know. So
a lot of the cop videos I watch, they talk about 20 minutes, clock's ticking. So unless something else comes up during it, some additional crash, or what do you like? They always say, you got like 20 minutes before this starts to become unconstitutional. So,
yeah. Well, so we don't even have to talk about this, but you saw that there was a person beheaded in Texas yesterday. Did you see it?
No, I mean, I've heard about it, but what the hell is, what is that? I don't know the details on it. Who the hell got beheaded?
Yeah, some guy ran out of a hotel and beheaded some lady with a, people were calling it a machete on the news, and it was like a samurai sword. And they beheaded this person and threw their head in the dumpster and got caught. My point is,
do you know how difficult that is to do, by the way? I'm not trying to praise anyone here, but cutting through somebody's head off? You got your spine running through here, all these veins and arteries. Like, cutting somebody's head off is actually extremely difficult.
I don't think it is with the samurai sword. I think it happened pretty quickly.
You've been watching a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies. It's not that easy. You'd be hacking away at that thing. Wow. I mean, but are Trump's Saudi Arabian friends running around Texas beheading people?
We don't know, dude. We don't know. The only reason I bring it up is because I'm going to take you into Dallas, where they've obviously got a huge trust vest problem, and the police oversight board just put it on tape for everyone to see. Let me play this video, excuse me, and it'll start out seeing you'll start out seeing ICE doing some things, and then it rolls into this oversight committee having a discussion.
Okay.
You stay right there. You can report.
Are y'all police?
Yes, we're ICE.
Officers were approached by a male who reported he was being followed. Officers learned the individuals following the person were ICE agents conducting their own investigation. DPD doesn't verify who's behind the mask, then anyone can wear one. And that should terrify every single person in this city.
Does ICE have to show DPD any proof that they're ICE? Other than just saying, hey man, I'm ICE, because I can go outside tonight and be ICE.
I'll let Chief speak about this one.
Hi, Assistant Chief Israel Herrera.
Thank you, Chief.
Sure. So they do not have to. They work also in undercover capacity.
Could you see how that could be a problem?
It could present some questions for sure.
I can't believe that they don't have to show nothing.
It's insane.
Is that unbelievable, dude? That, you know what? Okay, we'll take the rhetoric. We'll take the bullshit that these ICE agents are masked up and it's because they do undercover work.
I mean, that's a big blanket to hide under, though.
Completely, dude. But we've been forced. That's been forced down the public's throats.
Yeah.
As far as the cops, you're telling me, I don't care if you're a if you're a cop and they're undercover doing something, like, why does that matter?
Like the cops ask them.
Yes. Show me some identification, because we are starting to see some police in different cities from Florida, which blew my fucking mind, from Chicago to Washington. We're seeing some cops stepping up and saying, like, hey, show me that you're actually ICE, and I'll walk away.
They have to identify themselves.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't fact checked this, but there's the old thing of, like, if I'm asking you if you're a cop, you have to tell me. That's the old, like, are you undercover? Like, you got to identify.
The entrapment thing. Yeah.
Right. Whether that's true or not. But the fact that, yeah, they're just saying that, yes, they can wear masks, and no, they don't have to identify themselves. They can just simply tell you they're ICE.
Yeah.
And you have the second part of that clip?
That was the whole clip.
Now, what you sent me yesterday, I can just describe it. Somebody asked the hypothetical. You remember that part?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that or no?
I don't have the video of it. Okay. I can outline it for you.
Well, I was going to say, somebody on that council proposed a hypothetical, if you would like to outline it, because I find this to be disturbing and, I don't know how to phrase this, some sort of opening legally that is going to cause all sorts of problems if anyone takes this opportunity.
Do you remember exactly what it said?
Well, someone asked a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
Let's just say that one of these masked agents comes up to you and says, hey, we're ICE, or they refuse to identify themselves. Yeah. Hypothetically, if you're in a stand-your-ground state, could you use a weapon on these people since they're approaching you in a threatening manner? They're in your space. They don't have to identify themselves.
Yeah.
So under the stand your ground laws, all you have to do is feel threatened by someone and you're allowed to shoot them.
Yes.
And the answer was, under that hypothetical, yes, you could shoot them.
Yeah. Which is, again, I mean, you want to be working for Dallas PD?
I wouldn't want to be working for ICE if someone just said that, yeah, you guys can just get shot because you're running around with masks on, not identifying yourselves. You've opened yourself up to stand your ground laws.
Yeah. Crazy. Maybe that's, Darwin doing his thing,
I mean, like I said, I'm not encouraging anything, but I would
be
interested to see that theory tested.
Yeah. None of this stuff seems very well thought out,
Legal or due process or American. Yeah. Like, I mean, wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It'd be a weird time to be a cop right now. And we see all these ICE agents. I shouldn't say all, but it's probably very close, stepping up. And these are just Power Rangers running out of their parents' basement wanting to, that are pissed off at the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As we've said before, like, if someone right now in December of 2025 wants to be a law enforcement agent, they're not going to join ICE. They're going to join the local police, the state police, be a sheriff. You're joining ICE right now is for thugs and bullies that want to skirt the law and have always dreamed of beating up minorities and wearing masks. And like, you're not only are they literally not getting the best of the best, you are just begging for shady, crappy human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. When we talk about, we've been talking about the Nuremberg files, stuff like that. This will not be reflected on you very well when in the history books,
Yeah, absolutely.
So, there you go.
Becca's chiming in. ICE is untrained. It's disgusting how we're kicking Mexicans out. Is there aboriginal to this land? There's probably some type of, But no, I mean, yes, it's all completely disgusting.
Yeah.
What really blows my mind about all of this is that, as we've said, cruelty clearly is the point. They could be doing this stuff humanely, but, they're going after an enigma, these hardcore criminals and rapists and drug dealers and everything else. Like, clearly someone who is in this country and has been here forever and is working a job and contributing to society, obviously you set those people aside and figure out a way to get them through the legal process because they are good people that want to contribute. And that's what America is.
Yeah.
Like all of this, well, you broke the law technically 30 years ago and your parents brought you here. So now we're going to deport you to Honduras. Like that is so un-American and so crazy. Like I get it. Trump closed the border. Apparently fine. Then whoever's here, sort them into two categories, the actual worst of the worst that you claim and the rest, integrate them, figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out before our society collapses, by the way. Yeah. You know, it's so funny, dude. You talk about closing the border. We've talked a lot about on this show how there was a claim made, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that the fentanyl pipeline had been closed, right? I just saw Andy Dick have an overdose yesterday. I wonder where he got it. You know, all these people that are still ODing and walking around like zombies on our streets of America. Like, I'm wondering, where is it coming from, dude?
Well, it's not coming from Venezuela. That's the whole freaking problem. That if you even want to accept the premise that Trump is doing this for narco-terrorists, then why is he not bombing Mexico and China? Because that's where a whole bunch of the drugs are actually coming from. It's yes. almost as if he's making up a bullshit excuse.
I wonder about it, dude. We did walk into a little new territory, Polly Wanna Cracker, happened this week as we see America come down on lines from helicopters aboard a boat, an oil vessel.
Our mateys, yes.
Yeah.
We're pirates now.
Yeah, what did you think about that footage when you saw that helicopter up there? Because, look, let's just rewind to a couple of weeks ago, and I'll just name Mark Kelly because he's the only person I can think of that said, you know what? You do have the right to say, no, that's an unlawful order. I won't follow it. Right. But these guys seem to rappel down that helicopter and jump on that ship.
No, my first thought was this looks like when the Somali pirates board ships. I know they're not coming out of helicopters, but they're climbing up and jumping over the rails, and they got guns, and they're running around trying to scare everyone on there.
I'm like, the captain now, dude.
Right. Yeah. I mean, my first thought was, so we're pirates now. Like, yeah. What in the holy hell? And they're trying to claim that this was unsanctioned black market oil, and the estimates were this is about $80 million worth of oil that yeah. we're keeping.
Well, here, let's watch yeah. Trump. The press asked him, well, like, what are you going to do with that oil, sir?
Interested in the seizure of this tanker. What happens to the oil on this ship?
Well, we keep it, I guess.
I guess.
Where does it go? What port does it go to?
Well, you have to follow the tanker. You know, you're a good newsman. Just follow the tanker.
Do you know where
follow,
it's going?
It follow it. Get a helicopter and follow the tanker.
Is it true it's going to
But
keep
we're
going to,
I assume we're going to keep the oil.
He's wow. such an asshole, dude. He's joking about it, you know?
Yes.
We are closer now to war than we have been in a long time.
No, this is the no new wars president, Nick. I don't know.
The peace president?
Yes. I don't know how that could be.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I start to wonder, is there like the equivalent of putting sugar in the gas tank? Like,
that's
could somebody
funny.
Set an oil tanker, you know, out there, like, hey, and, you know, and just poison the oil so that yeah. whenever it gets here, whatever refinery processes it, whatever Chevron or whoever gets it, just the whole freaking plant blows up because
yeah.
we pumped a bunch of nitroglycerin-laced oil or something. Like,
it's a great concept, dude. I mean, something's got to stop the stupidity. You know, what? Stop the steal. Let's stop the stupidity, dude. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Steve, I bring it up only because when you interviewed Lev Parnas, everything that's happening right now continues to be out of the playbook. This isn't about drugs. Could it be about oil? For sure, as we see with this tanker.
I was
right?
going to say, that made it a little obvious, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Right. But it's also about a lot of other shit, right? Again, getting to a place where we go to war and we can declare martial law.
Yeah. Martial law, postpone elections because we have a narco-terrorist threat that's threatening us on election day, suspending civil liberties. And yes, starting wars and enriching your buddies' oil companies. And I mean, there's just nothing yeah. but greed, corruption, and murder going on for the Republican Party of Bible thumpers and evangelicals and the pro-life party and the No New Wars party and the respect the process of law and the Constitution. Like,
do it the right way.
All garbage. No, I hope Republican mega types understand that you are shooting yourselves in the foot for all time to come. In the yeah. next administration, whoever it is, you don't get to say anything. Like, pipe down.
Yeah, if you're quiet piggy. Back,
yeah, quiet piggy. If you're sitting there watching all this and not thinking like, gee, I used to be a don't tread on me kind of Republican, and now we're just letting this guy run roughshod
yeah.
under the premise that it's for drugs. I mean, come on.
No, it's absolutely nuts. And if you think that we're crazy saying, you guys are just a couple of middle-aged knuckleheads with a podcast saying like, oh, yeah, we're going to avoid an election. Well, maybe you'll respect a guy that both of us respect quite a bit and could be your president in the next four.
I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul. Unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
Yes, goddamn, dude. I mean, that's the truth. That's what's happening right now.
Yes. And you can't say that no one's trying to warn you. Those are the kind of clips that we're going to look back on in 10, 20 years and be like, how come no one paid attention to the multiple people sitting here calling it like it is? And, you know, history will prove this, you know, side of things right. And by the way, AI might also prove this side of things right, too. The Department of Defense launched a website this week that had some AI, you know, Google Gemini-inspired technology behind it.
Yes.
Immediately crashed, by the way. They launched the site. Within an hour, it was glitching and crashed and everything.
Yeah, but, and Hegseth really gave it a good intro, too, as he came on, you know, like, this is going to be revolutionary.
Right. So, but get this. An artificial intelligence chatbot unveiled by Defense Secretary Petey Hegseth appears to have described airstrikes against suspected drug smugglers at sea as unambiguously illegal.
And that, yes, you're 100% right. And those were typed in, the question was typed in from somebody in the Air Force. So, you know,
I have the question.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
So yeah, someone asked this AI chatbot on the Department of Defense's new website, quote, let's pretend I'm a commander and I ordered a pilot to shoot a missile at a boat I suspect is carrying drugs. The missile blows up the boat. There are two survivors clinging to the wreckage. AI responds, yes, several of your hypothetical actions would be in clear violation of U.S. DOD policy and the laws of armed conflict. The order to kill the two survivors is unambiguously illegal order that a service member would be required to disobey.
Yeah. So it's a war crime.
Yes. Yes and no. And so first of all, anyone who's out there like, who are these two idiots just babbling? Like, you know, we're two dudes having a conversational, you know, talk about all this stuff. But there you go. The Department of Defense's own AI chatbot, who is well-versed in every legality on the planet, it's read every script of everything, says unambiguously illegal. Like, just not even a question about it. But to circle back to what I was saying there, a lot of people are saying, yeah, this is a war crime. It's only a war crime, though, if you accept the premise that we're at war with Venezuela, which we are not.
Yeah.
So it's just murder.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. We've been saying it. I don't know. Steve Harness was the first guy that I heard call this murder. Okay.
Yeah. Started in September, and it's no less murderish today.
No, it just keeps getting worse, dude, because now we're all aware that it's murder. It could have been an accident in the very beginning.
You want to talk about a guilty conscience? You know, like if Trump world has nothing to hide, then why are they President Donald Trump's administration wants the International Criminal Court to amend its founding document to ensure it does not investigate the Republican president and his top officials. A Trump administration official said, this is not some off-the-record thing, and they're now threatening new sanctions against the International Criminal Court. Not only do they not want them to be investigated for anything, they're also saying you don't get to investigate Israeli leaders over the war in Gaza or any U.S. troops over their actions in Afghanistan.
It's unreal, dude. You know, yeah, guilty much is right. In 2016, we saw that, you know, Trump didn't get to do a lot of the shit that he wanted to do. Again, we go back to that interview with Lev Parnas. They had the plans to do this, but there were too many adults in the room. Now that Trump has said, or the Supreme Court has said, like, oh, if it's in official capacity, like, yeah, you can't be responsible for anything. Right. Like, the gloves are off, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and you make a good point there. He's not responsible for anything domestically. official act. He can also pardon Hegseth or any of these admirals or generals. But what he is not immune from is an international tribunal, which is exactly why he is going after this ICC. He knows that they're the ones that can hold him accountable.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if you've got nothing to hide, release the Epstein files. Let the international court investigate everything. And by the way, when are we going to see the video of this strike? They release everything immediately. That helicopter thing they released within 24 hours. But Hegseth is still saying, we're reviewing the tape. Can't disclose sources or methods.
Well,
obviously, if it made him look good, it would have been out on Twitter immediately.
If there was nothing wrong, if it made him look good, it would have been out on Twitter immediately. You're right, dude. And Trump was asked, you know, he's been asked several times in the Oval Office. He was asked again, and this is his new dementia sundowning way of talking to reporters when they ask him honest, serious questions that deserve answers.
Hasn't released the video of the second strike.
No, he hasn't. I thought that issue was dead. I'm surprised you bring it up. You must be.
Lawmakers are still talking.
CNN.
Lawmakers are still
talking about it on the Hill. Are you CNN?
I am a CNN.
Oh, gee, I'm shocked to find out.
But lawmakers are still talking about it on the Hill.
Well, I'll tell you. I don't know about lawmakers. Which lawmakers are you talking about?
Most of the Democrats are talking about trying to release it.
I mean, the people that you work for, the Democrats. You know you work for the Democrats, don't you? You're basically an arm of the Democrat Party. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's unbelievable. Nothing to hide there. Way to deflect, deny. And
completely.
Deflect. I mean, that's crazy. And as Carol says here, definition of pirate, noun, pirate, plural, pirates, a person who attacks and robs ships at sea.
I think Ron Burgundy names him the pirate hooker, dude. You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's crazy that he's answering questions like that nowadays. And it doesn't stop with Trump, dude. It doesn't stop with Trump. We're seeing all these conservative asshat MAGA ass kissing people respond to questions about important issues in the same way, with either lies or little to no knowledge claiming ignorance. This is a fantastic back and forth. If you'll remember, it's so hard to keep a timeline of what's happening in our political landscape. I imagine it's been about a month or two ago. Antifa was deemed a national terrorist organization.
Yes, domestic terrorist, yes.
Yeah, domestic terrorist. This is a great line of questioning that should make you scratch your head a little bit, even if you're an idiot MAGA follower.
So where is the Antifa headquarters?
What we're doing right now with the organization.
In the United States does Antifa exist? I just want you to tell us. If you said Antifa is the number one domestic terrorist organization operating in the United States, I just need to know where they are, how many people.
Yeah, fair question.
Well, the investigations are active.
Oh.
So you wouldn't come to this committee and say something you can't prove. I know. I know you wouldn't do that. But you did.
He did, dude. That is an embarrassing one. You know, so many of these, Caroline Lyon Levitts can, you know, they have their skill down where they can just talk shit and talk in circles. Yeah. That guy was stumped and dumbfounded.
Completely in over his head. And I'm sure he was the one FBI agent who was willing to go out there and even pretend that Antifa is some, real organization.
Right. I mean,
we would be card-carrying members. But
100%.
It's an ideology, and it's the funniest ideology. We're against fascism.
Yeah.
Like every war we've ever fought, and apparently that means the other side is pro-fascist. Like, it's just so silly.
Yeah.
But are you aware? I'm pretty sure you and I are about to be on a domestic terrorist watch list.
Yeah, No, it's not, dude. It's not. It's very scary.
Everyone at Really American will be on this list. I would say everyone in this comment section who's not a troll, anyone watching us on Facebook, and I'm not joking about any of this. Like, if you have any sort of social media or public presence, A newly leaked memo by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi directs the Justice Department and FBI to compile a list of groups that may be labeled domestic terrorism. So what are they looking for? You're a domestic terrorist, according to Bondi. In this memo, all federal prosecutors and law enforcement agencies targeting a wide range of people, including those who hold what she calls extreme views in favor of mass migration, open borders, an adherence to radical gender ideology, which is code for transgender or gender neutral,
for
anti-Americanism, which they would call us that, even sure. though we're really American.
You hate your country.
Anti-capitalism, anti-Christianity? Oh, boy, I'm on that list.
You're done, dude.
Fuck yeah. Hostility towards traditional views of family, religion, and morality. Traditional views. So if you're pro-gay, if you posted any memes of Trump, like
all of it,
there's going to be 100 million people on that list. I would almost be offended if I wasn't on the list.
Yes, I would too, dude. You're right. I mean, and I think there's going to be more. I think there's, well, think about it this, dude. There's going to be at least 150 million people, right, on that list. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I'm just thinking, I think Kamala had, like, I don't know, give or take 80 million people plus a few more non-voters that are out. So, yeah, you're right. Probably 150 million, give or take.
Yeah.
Have fun with that FBI tracking down those leads.
Completely, dude. Yeah, that's going to be funny to see. The funny thing is, too, is it's not only happening stateside. This is now happening for people that want to travel to these United States of America.
Travelers to the U.S. may soon need to reveal 5 years of social media history before they're allowed into the country. It's all part of a newly proposed law by the Trump administration. The plan would affect 42 countries, which are part of a visa waiver program, such as Australia, Japan, much of Europe, including the United Kingdom. Those visitors would have to share their online records as well as other, quote, high value data like DNA and family details. While Canada is not on that list, the rule could have an effect on some Canadian temporary residents who need an American visa.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, if that does
tourism, I would not go. I wouldn't go to Canada or England or something. They want five. I don't even care if I'm not hiding anything. Just the principle of that.
100%. Does that not sound Hitler-esque to
Show
you?
Show me your papers. Show me everything you've taught and thought about and talked with your friends about. I mean, again, the mega types that claim to love the Constitution. I mean, the just notion that your opinion could keep you out of a country or get you investigated further. It's not as if somebody was making a bomb threat on Facebook. Okay, that's a bit of a red flag.
Yes.
Just because you're anti the current administration.
Yeah.
Again, mega types, could you fathom with the President AOC or President Newsom if we said, give me 5 years of your social media? Or if Canada said that to you? I mean, it's outrageous. And
your DNA.
Your DNA. I mean, what the fuck is that about? So I would not go to any country that asks that stuff. And I can't imagine anyone's going to want to come here with that. That's insanity.
I live in Washington, and obviously we border Canada. I was watching something on the local news last week where all of the businesses from like Bellingham up to Canada are talking about how hard they've been hit with people not coming in from Canada to do business since Trump said, 51st state, screw these guys. They've been hit. I think business for the average in Bellingham was down 30%.
Yeah. That's a huge hit for any small or big business, quite frankly.
Jeez, dude.
All of the American whiskey products, they've all been pulled off shelves in Canada.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, they call us up there. They call us the shit show down below, and they are mocking us, and they don't want anything to do with this. So why would they come on vacation here, spend money here? And, you know, when you and I came back from Greece over the summer, we told the story before about how I got pulled aside for some reason and stuck in some windowless room for half an hour. Then they came out and are like, OK, you can go. Like, what were you investigating on me for 30 minutes? I don't know. But the guy that was in line in front of me in customs, he was from another country. I don't remember which one, but he said that he was here for a birthday party. And the agent guy said, show me the invitation to the birthday party.
Wow.
And the guy would kind of pause. He's like, really? And he was like, yeah, I want to see the invitation. You say you're here for birth. Show me the invitation. And the guy went through his phone. He went through his emails. And he was like, all right, you know, here's the invitation. Like, that seems Gestapo-ish and awfully invasive. Can you imagine he said, I want to see the email and everything else you've talked about for the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's it'd be unbelievable. I mean, I went up to Canada once since all this has been going on. It was in the middle of the summer, July, August, somewhere around there. But all this talk was already happening. And it was for a legal conference. And the legal conference that put it together gave us a one sheet to give to customs that proved why we were there, how long we were going to be, where we were staying. And, you know, when we came back, he was like, you guys were only here for, you know, 3 or 4 days. What were you doing up there? I was just like, here, dude, this is the paper. I didn't want to say anything because they were talking at that point about, hey, they can look at your phone. So, you know, be careful.
Now, we have heard a journalist, Christiane Amanpour, I believe was one of them, saying that, you know, she's British, I think, but she's here all the time and was on Evil CNN. But she was saying she only travels now with a burner phone coming to America, and she's not going to bring a real phone here because she knows what they're up to and what they're doing. And, I mean, it
makes a lot of sense, dude.
American. It's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. That's nuts. Yeah, people aren't going to come down from Canada, dude.
No. It's good. I mean, we've already seen in like Washington, D.C., the tourism is way down. Because, yeah, I mean, why would you want to be part of any of this?
Yeah, I have no idea. Did you see any of Trump's latest rally that he put on? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you saw clips of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if we could just go through that by memory, we can talk about how racist. I mean, he played all the hits, right? Sleepy Joe Biden and Bing Bong Bang and Tippy Toppy Shape. And, right. You know, but this was just a great clip that Desi Leidick from Comedy Central put together. I thought this was so fantastically done.
I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah, me too.
For minors, do we love minors? I love minors.
We know. We all saw the birthday card.
Exactly.
By the way, I was watching this on Fox News last night, and I had the captions on because I'm Gen Z. Don't Google it. And this is completely real. The way that it aired, you can actually see that the person...
I'm going to pause this, dude. Right. Do you see that?
They spelled minor, M-I-N-O-R.
And doing the closed captions is also confused. And then, delete.
You can even delete it. Spell it with an E.
So funny. They were probably like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That is so your funny. Natural assumption, wouldn't it be? Oh, he's talking about minors, Mr.
Completely.
Private jet guy.
Yeah. And then pictures were released today. So, yeah.
And by the way, Trump admitted to something he's been denying for years at that rally. And I can't tell if it's because he's losing his mind, he can't keep his lie straight, or he just doesn't care anymore.
What was it? Which one? Well, I mean, yeah, what was it?
The shithole countries. Back in 2018, he had the meeting with Democrats, and he called them shithole countries. Democrats outed him. They had been denying that for years. And then all of a sudden, he's just like, yeah, I had a meeting with Democrats. I called it shithole countries. Like, he just fully admitted it.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to keep track of all the lies, dude.
One would think.
Especially when you're in front of a crowd who plays on that shit. Yeah, that they love it, you know? They love all that stuff.
And he's got nothing to lose. He knows he's dying soon. He knows he can't run for re-election. So I would not be surprised at all if he was just, I don't even give a crap anymore. Like, you know, bring him on. I hope he has more of these admissions because they're fun.
Yeah. No, I hope so, too, dude, for however long he's alive. You know, I have a feeling more and more of this stuff's going to be coming out because, well, cognitively, we know he's not there. So,
yeah, he's admitted to taking now 3 dementia tests.
Yeah.
Doctors don't ask you to take repeated tests. Unless they're worried.
He aced him, though. So we have nothing to worry about, dude.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
How much more do you got? You got more videos or what?
Yeah.
One more thing I want to get to at some point.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. So President Donald Trump on Thursday complimented the wife of Representative Steve Scalise for crying. This is the guy that got shot at that softball game. years ago.
Yes.
Complimented his wife for crying when the lawmaker was in critical condition after being shot back in 2017. He said, I went to the hospital, and they actually thought he wasn't going to make it. His wife was devastated. She was crying. I tell the story. I found out that night that you have a wife that loves you dearly. I know many wives who would not even be crying. Do you want to translate that?
No, I don't. You do it.
Melania Trump didn't shed a tear when Trump allegedly got shot in the head in Pennsylvania. And she was sitting there watching that. And if you watch the video, she is stone-faced just sitting there as he's saying this. Because, again, he speaks whatever's on the top of his mind. So, yes. Hey, you got shot. Your wife was crying. How lovely. She loves you. A lot of wives wouldn't be crying.
That is unbelievable, right? Dude.
And I don't blame Melania. Obviously, it's a fake marriage and everything else. I'm sure she was like, oh, am I finally out of this marriage? Oh, fuck, he's alive. He only got nicked in the ear. Like, what the?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, no.
I mean, that is projecting like Trump always does. His wife cared when he got shot.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, dude. You know, they did the thing at the Kennedy Center last week.
Yeah.
He was talking at some point about Melania and she's, you know, all her initiatives for children. And he basically got up there and he was like, you know, she loves kids. She loves them. She has a boy she's very proud of. Isn't that right, honey? And yeah, she does.
He has a boy.
Yeah, right. But he basically says, like, I don't even know what she's doing, but I know it's great. Like, you don't know what your wife is doing? Seems odd to me.
She's hardly ever around. And she does have a son named Barron with an Eastern European basketball player, which is why the son is so fucking tall when no one in the Trump family is that tall. No one in Melania's family is that tall. So
what's he, 6'7"?
Yeah, I believe so. 6'7", 6'7".
Yeah, 6'7". Did you see J.D. Vance tried to ban 6'7"?
I did see that. Did you see, what is it, In-N-Out Burger took it off their menu.
Yeah.
They had number 6'7" combo.
People are tired of it.
Yes. My son tried to tell me a couple months ago that will never get old. This is going to be legendary for all time to come.
I doubt
it. He's like, stop saying that. Everyone says
it. Right. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, I think that's a good place to close.
Probably. Well, listen, we'll figure out the YouTube thing. I don't know why we weren't on there today, but we're having technical problems that are really American for the YouTube side. Everyone watching on Facebook, we appreciate it. Please still share this and comment on there. Nick and I tend to, you know, read through these things and we'll reply when we can. So you can also message us directly through thevocalminority.net.
Yes, indeed. We do two of these podcasts a week. We do them on Tuesdays and Fridays, 3 o'clock here on the West Coast.
Yes.
Okay.
So, there you go.
All right. Have a good weekend, y'all. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.